I'm Christopher Husted, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Here in central Missouri, the Lawson family raises cattle and pigs with a lot of help from their daughter, who has just come in from working in the hayfields.
I'm Kendra Lee Lawson, and what did you ask again? Sorry.
Your name, your age, and where we are.
Well, we're at my house, Centralia, and I just turned 9 this year.
It's a week before school starts, and Kendra and her mom are checking on the pigs and cattle they own. This summer, there are some new additions to the farm family. Kendra leads the way to a large shed where a mama pig lays sprawled out with her babies clamoring to suckle.
There's 7 piglets, and they were just born about a week ago. In a few weeks, we'll put them on feed. Then we're going to cut their tails so the others don't bite all over them and stuff. We have already cut their teeth and gave them a shot so they don't get sick and bite each other. And then later on, we'll ear notch them and sell them. And then this is my butcher pig. We have hog roses, so we invite friends and stuff over to come. So.
Can you tell us what that means?
A hog roast means where we butcher the pig and we eat him. It's sad, but we go to Iowa and stuff, like Tyson. It's in Illinois or whatever, and we take cattle there to get butchered for, I think once we took a lot of cattle and it fed 80 families.
How does that make you feel?
Good. And it makes my dad feel really good.
I was always a sports person. I played basketball and softball, and I found out early on that that was not Kendra's hobby. So I think with what she's learning from Brad, her dad, and I think she'll be able to take it on in life. And I mean, she's really interested and really wants to do it.
My friends don't ask me much about my animals. Once at school, we played an animal game and they asked me some questions. They just asked me like what my pigs ate, and I'm like, well, my dad hasn't taught me that quite yet, but. Then they were like, well, what do they do? And I'm like, they roll in the mud. So they're like, well, I don't want a pig.
You know, it seems like the farming generation is dwindling. And so hopefully she can keep it going in the future, because we're going to need all that we can, because farmland's going by the wayside and so are the farms. And, you know, obviously it's a food product that's coming off farms, so... Hopefully she takes it with her. We'll see.
Next year, something I really want to do is go to Nebraska with him.
And what do you want to do in Nebraska?
Well, we'll take cattle, and I just want to see how it is because I've never been in Nebraska.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Mm-hmm. It was fun having you here. And, well, one thing is that out there, our cows are always eating pears, and they go nuts.
They love the pears?
I guess so. They're crazy.